president will sign an executive order concerning social media as he escalates his feud with Twitter. Here's Peter Alexander.
Ahead of today's scrubbed launch, President Trump touring NASA's campus, striking an uplifting note.
It's a great achievement for our country, and our country's number one.
Members of the president's family traveling with him wearing masks. The first lady earlier seen wearing her mask aboard Marine One. Their visit coming the very day the country marks that tragic milestone, 100,000 lives lost to the coronavirus. And today the president hosted New York Governor Andrew Cuomo at the White House.
It was about how do we supercharge the reopening, especially in New York, which has been hardest hit.
No drama there, but the president is escalating another battle with Twitter after the company, for the first time, posted fact-check labels on a pair of the president's tweets about mail-in ballots. President Trump accusing Twitter of interfering in the 2020 presidential election and today threatening to strongly regulate or close them down. A president has no authority to shut down a private company, and the First Amendment limits the government's ability to regulate free speech. Meantime, some top Republicans are telling President Trump to knock it off as he again today pushed a debunked conspiracy theory that former Republican congressman and Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough had something to do with the death of an aide in 2001. Lori Klisutis died after an abnormal heart rhythm caused her to collapse and hit her head in Scarborough's Florida office. Scarborough was in Washington at the time. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. He's the chief, the commander in chief of this nation. It's causing great pain to the family of the young woman who died.
As for SpaceX, late tonight, the president tweeted that he plans to fly back to Florida on Saturday for the next scheduled launch. Lester?